This is Dr. Masood Shah dictating patient's name is Larry Henry, H-E-N-R-Y, Larry, L-A-R-R-Y. Date of birth is 9/30/1959. Date of service is 4/21/2025. Mr. Henry is a very pleasant ...65-year-old male with history of chronic low back pain. He's had his post-spinal surgery, history of urinary incontinence, diabetes mellitus, history of peripheral neuropathy, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, hypothyroidism. Who was admitted to McLaren Hospital. With worsening weakness. And worsening low back pain. Patient has had falls at his home. He had history of fall and low back pain about a year ago that was evaluated at Trinity Health. Patient had his spinal surgery in the remote past. He developed urinary incontinence, has seen urology for that. Patient does ambulate with a walker. However, has developed worsening lower extremity weakness. Denied any recent fall at home. He denied any fecal incontinence or any saddle anesthesia. Was complaining of pain in his low back, which he rates about 7 to 10 in intensity. He does take Motrin off and on. He was admitted to McLaren Hospital, was evaluated. He had CAT scan done, which did show L3-4 erosive end plate changes and degenerative changes. He subsequently underwent an MRI of the spine, which showed post-surgical changes as L2-3 with enhancing granulation tissue and a non-enhancing component in the lateral recess, most likely reflecting combination of recurrent slash residual disc extrusion and enhancing granulation tissue with significant left lateral recess stenosis. Findings were less likely suggestive of discitis or osteomyelitis. Patient was recommended pain control with physical therapy. Patient did develop hypercapnic respiratory failure. Chest X-ray was suggestive of pulmonary vascular congestion. Patchy consolidative infiltrates within the perihilar and bilateral infrahilar regions were seen. Patient was treated for pneumonia with ceftriaxone and azithromycin, also diuresed with Lasix. Procalcitonin was negative. Echocardiogram showed an EF of 55 to 60%. Patient was requiring BiPAP. Patient was seen by pulmonary. And referral for sleep study. Patient oxygenation has improved and he was weaned down to nasal cannula 2 liters. There was question of obesity hypoventilation syndrome as well as sleep apnea. He did have Foley catheter, which was removed, but patient did develop urinary retention and was placed back again with recommendation to follow up with urology as an outpatient. Patient was doing better and stable. He was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility for rehabilitation. At the present time, he denies any complaints of chest pain. He does complaints of shortness of breath off and on. He is requiring oxygen. He denies any cough or any upper respiratory symptoms. He denies any complaints of any headache, denies any blurring of vision, denies any denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for hypertension. Hypertension, hyperlipidemia, chronic back pain, diabetes mellitus, peripheral neuropathy, hyperlipidemia, hypothyroidism, degenerative joint disease, and urinary retention / incontinence. Past surgical history has been significant for spinal surgery. Social history. Does have history of smoking, but denies at present. Alcohol occasionally. Allergies. No known drug allergies. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. HE review system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, evidence of pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, does have hypertension and hyperlipidemia, denies any history of MI or coronary artery disease. Respiratory system, denies any cough, does complaints of shortness of breath, it denies any pain with deep inspiration, denies any denied any history of asthma or emphysema, recent history of hypercapnic respiratory failure, also history of pneumonia, gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denied any nausea, no vomiting, denied any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease, genitourinary, does have urinary retention, also has history of urinary incontinence. Neurological, denies any history of seizures, denies any history of TIA or CVA, complaints of weakness in his lower legs, chronic low back pain. Musculoskeletal, he does have history of chronic low back pain, his status post spinal surgery, history of arthritis. All other systems are reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR. HENT examination was normal. People's vehicle ran and reacted to light. Axonal movements are intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. No carotid bruit, no thyromegaly. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was diminished breath sounds in the bases. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities. Minimal edema, both lower extremities. Pulses of bilateral symmetrical neurological examination, patient awake and alert, and moving all four extremities, no focal deficit. Impression, number one, chronic low back pain, next history of hypercapnic respiratory failure, next history of pneumonia, next. Lumbar canal stenosis, next urinary retention, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next type 2 diabetes mellitus, next hypothyroidism, next hypernatremia, next obstructive sleep apnea, next obesity, next DJD. Treatment plan, patient admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue current medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy, continue oxygen, chest x-ray was recently done because of increasing oxygen usage, was unremarkable. We'll continue nebulized breathing treatment, incentive spirometry, continue other medications. We'll monitor his progress. We'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Faye Abu Ghazaleh, ABUGHAZALEH, Faye, FAYE. Date of birth is 3/24/1934. Date of service is 4/22/2025. Ms. Gonzalez is a very pleasant 91-year-old female who's seen in her room at the request of the nurse, and she's having significant swelling of her lower legs. Her dosage of Lasix was increased. She continues to have significant swelling. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath. She denies any palpitations. She denies any complaints of any abdominal pain, no nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills. She states that she's been trying to watch her salt intake and has cut back on it. She is sitting up in her chair with her foot hanging down most of the time. When she's elevated, her swelling does improve some. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities 2+ spinning edema, both lower extremities. Impression, number one, bilateral lower extremity swelling. Next, history of recurrent falls. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, history of DVT/PE. Next, degenerative joint disease. Next, early cognitive dementia. Next, anxiety treatment plan. Patient and discuss with patient about her symptoms. Will stop Lasix? Will start her on Bumex 2 milligrams once a day? Will check CBC, BMP, and BNP? Will continue other medications? She was encouraged to keep her legs elevated when she's sitting. Also, trying to cut back on salt intake. Will monitor her progress. Will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Thomas Eldredge, ELDREDGE, Thomas, THOMAS. Date of birth is 12/31/1941. Date of service is 4/22/2025. Mr. Eldredge is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit at the request of the nurse, since he has some warmth and redness of her lower leg, right? Also has swelling of her legs. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations. He denies any nausea, no vomiting. He denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. He was recently back from the hospital, at which time he was using ACE-RAP to help with the swelling, which did improve, but he has been refusing to do it now. Denies any other symptoms or complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities 2+ spitting edema. Both lower extremities, right worse than left. Also slight redness. Anterior shin with slight warmth. Impression, number one, cellulitis. Next, bilateral lower extremity swelling. Next, chronic congestive heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. Next, moderate aortic stenosis. Next, mild mitral and tricuspid regurgitation, next chronic kidney disease, stage 3A, next type 2 diabetes mellitus, next diabetic nephropathy, next diabetic neuropathy, next history of CVA with right-sided weakness, next history of bilateral carotid artery stenosis, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next DJD. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about his symptoms. I've increased his Vumex to 2 milligrams once a day. He was encouraged to do the ACE pressure wraps to help the swelling. I've also started on Bactrim DS, one tablet twice a day for a week. We'll check CBC, BMP, and BNP. We'll continue other medications. We'll monitor his blood sugars. We'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaint, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Ann Johnston, J-O-H-N-S-T-O-N-N-A-N-N. Date of birth is 4/11/1934. Date of service is 4/22/2025. Miss Johnston is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She has been complaining of pain. Her family has requested that she's not getting enough pain medication. If we can schedule the pain medication for her. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath. She denies any palpitations. She denies any nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. All sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Left shoulder in sling. Impression, number one, fall. Next, left shoulder pain. Next, generalized weakness. Next, hypertension. Next, hypothyroidism, next memory loss / dementia, next gastroesophageal reflux disease, next generalized anxiety disorder, next depressive disorder, next DJD. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. She seems to be doing the same. Daily schedule the oxycodone to every 6 hours scheduled. We'll see how she does. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. And patient.